Hey, Mr. Hey, how are you? Good to see you.
Yeah, how are you?
So, what's life like these days?
It's getting better.
How so?
Less to do.
Well, I mean, now that you've had some time to look back at this, I mean, what is your takeaway of what you're leaving behind in Springfield?
Well, I feel very grateful for having had the opportunity to serve so many years in the General Assembly, work with multiple governors, work with multiple mayors, work on solving difficult problems facing the state government, the city government, other governments all across the state. I did it for a long time. I was able to serve through multiple transitions. And so I just leave with a great sense of gratitude that I was able to do it for as long as I was able to do it.
Did you stay too long?
Well, I don't think so. Others may disagree.
Well, but, I mean, given kind of how you had always been able to keep up with change, sometimes change overcomes.
Yeah, that's correct. So I don't think so. Others may disagree.
In your capacity as state party chair, I mean, what do you plan to do this spring? Sounds like you're going to stay on for a while longer.
Well, I'm going to be an active Democrat.
Okay.
I will be an active Democrat in whatever role is available to me.
So does that mean that you do plan to step down sometime?
We haven't gotten to that bridge yet.
Okay.
When do you expect to get to that bridge?
I have no idea.
Oh. So there's no...
Do you have any additional plans?
I don't plan to retire.
Do you feel a need to step down from the Democratic Party chairmanship?
No, I don't feel a need
or
to step
war.
Down. No.
Would you respond?
Are you disappointed, frustrated? I mean, did it end up this way?
No. I think I've always had a very realistic view of service and government and politics. So the answer is no.
Do you have any idea what you're going to do with the campaign funds?
Not yet.
Not yet.
What message do you have for the constituents that you've represented for?
Well, as I said at the beginning of these proceedings, I'm very thankful to them for having elected me to the House of Representatives over 50 years.
What's your response to people who made you, Mr. Kodat, as painted, you know, through this process and also through the cloud of things maybe hanging over you?
Well, I think that Mr. Kodat will stand on his own merits. He has spoke to his background, and he spoke to his aspirations for service in the General Assembly, and I'm sure he'll be judged on his actions.
What was your favorite part of the job?
My favorite part of the job was working with the governmental issues, working through learning the issues, understanding the issues, and resolving differences among people in the legislature and people in, say, the governor's office.
Are you going to advise on the census for the redistricting?
I have no plans to be involved in redistricting.
How long did it take Shirley to turn the job down?
No answer.
Are you surprised that Alderman Tavares did not also back for that?
Silvana is a very qualified person. You know, she served with distinction in the legislature, serves with distinction in the city council, and I would expect her to make her own judgment about who she would nominate, who she would support.
All right, thanks everybody.